Jesus gives us a wonderful example of what our piety or what practicing our faith should look like in Lent in this time. And there's the three things: giving to the poor, our prayer, and fasting. And that's why I'm here tonight, to invite us into this new season where we focus on our giving to the poor, on our prayer life, and our discipline of fasting. Here in the United Methodist Church, fasting is actually one of our means of grace, along with prayer and reading the scriptures and attending worship and receiving Holy Communion and Christian conferencing or gathering together in Christian fellowship for accountability and encouragement. But fasting, the discipline of not having food or taking a break from a meal, or of taking a break, if you can't fast from food, from technology or some sort of a luxury. But when we fast, we're not just giving up. We're giving too. We're giving our attention. We're giving our presence and our time to God, to listen to His Son, Jesus Christ, in God's Word. We heard this past Sunday about the Transfiguration, and we heard about how Jesus, they saw Jesus transfigured in glory on this mountaintop experience. And then the cloud came, and they heard the voice, and then they only saw Jesus. They didn't see Moses and Elijah anymore. They saw Jesus, and the voice from the cloud said, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to Him." And when we fast, it allows us to be more open to God and available. So fasting is the challenge for many of us for Lent. And many of us, it might be even a new challenge for us. And it's not about our performance, but it's about giving ourselves to God, giving up something so we can give more of ourselves to God. And by giving more to God, we're able to give of ourselves in our most important relationships and to be present more with our neighbor, because we're not focused on ourselves. See, as we're fasting during Lent, we're heeding Jesus and His call to us to deny yourself, take up your cross. Not take up the cross, not take up someone else's cross, but take up your cross and follow me. So during Lent, our cross is to give to the poor, to devote ourselves to prayer, and to fast. And Jesus hit the nail on the head, because today, initially, when I thought about planning for this service, I thought, well, some traditions, sometimes you have a Ash Wednesday service, and you come in the morning, and you come, and you take communion, and you get your ashes, and you go on, and you wear them all day, you know? And people see you out there. And that was what I always used to like about Ash Wednesday. I always thought of it as being kind of solidarity among the Christians. It's like, oh, hey, I didn't know he was a Christian. He had ashes on his forehead. But I read this scripture and was preparing and praying to prepare for Lent. And I just felt a conviction from the Holy Spirit that, no, slow down. I want you to have one service and have it in the evening. It might not be as well attended as other services, but it's important. It's important that we fast together, and that when we wear this sign of the cross on our forehead in ashes, it's for us as the body. It's not for the rest of the world. It's not to show off. It's not to say, oh, look at me and look how holy and pious I am. It's about acknowledging that we were created and breathed from the dust and formed from the dust. And it's a reminder of our mortality, that to the dust we shall return. And that same breath that breathed life into us and formed us from the dust, through the power of the Holy Spirit and through the power of Jesus Christ's resurrection, will breathe new life and bring us back from the dust to have hearts of flesh and not hearts of stone, and to be alive in Christ. But Lent is a time to pause. And so it's interesting that Jesus talks about this. He says, be careful you don't practice your religion or your faith in front of people to draw their attention. Because if you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. And he says, whenever you give to the poor, do it in secret. And when you pray, go into a room and shut the door and pray in secret. And when you fast, do it in secret. So I want to invite us, as we grow together and as we stop collecting treasures for our own benefit, but we begin to gather up treasures for ourselves together for in heaven. And the greatest treasure God has given us in Jesus Christ is his word. And we as a church are being challenged to read daily scripture. And we put it in the newsletter. And we have it out there printed out, a Lenten reader. So as we give to the poor, as we pray, and as we fast, may we store up treasures in heaven by hiding God's word in our heart. Because where our treasure is, there our heart will be also. And when we treasure God's word, it's going to enhance our prayer life. It's going to influence the way that we give to the poor. And it's going to give us the strength we need. As Jesus taught us, man does not live on bread alone, but from every word that comes from the mouth of God, which he uttered while he was being tempted for 40 days and 40 nights in the desert by Satan. We can live and fast and be sustained by the Holy Spirit and by God's holy word. So now at this time, I want to invite you to this observance of Lent. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the early Christians observed with great devotion the days of our Lord's passion and resurrection. And it became the custom of the church that before the Easter celebration, there should be a 40-day season of spiritual preparation. Now, during this season, converts to the faith were prepared for holy baptism. And that's one of the things that Lent's also about. It's about preparing our candidates for baptism. And we have several candidates, including from our confirmation class, for baptism. And I'm very excited about that. And I want you to please be praying for them. It's also a time when persons who had committed serious sins and had separated themselves from the community of faith were reconciled by penitence and forgiveness and restored to participation in the life of the church. So this is also a time for us that we look at who's not here or who we're missing and invite them back or to reach out to them. And we can walk in forgiveness and welcome them home. In this way, the whole congregation was reminded of the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ and the need we all have to renew our faith. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the church, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer and fasting and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word to make a right beginning of repentance, to change your hearts and your lives. And as a mark of our mortal nature, let us now bow before our Creator and our Redeemer. All who have created us out of the dust of the earth, grant that these ashes may be to us a sign of our mortality and our penitence, so that we may remember that only by your gracious gift are we given everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this intimate gathering of brothers and sisters in Christ. By your Holy Spirit and your word, lead us to deny ourselves, to take up our cross and follow you, Jesus. And may we be covered in the dust of you, Jesus, our Rabbi, our teacher, our master. As we give to the poor, as we pray and as we fast in secret, and as we treasure and hide your word in our hearts.